Pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, it is once again that your people have gathered in this place, Father God, just to give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for yet another Easter Sunday morning, Father God. God, we thank you for how your son suffered, bled, and died and hung on that old rugged cross, Father God. But early Sunday morning, God, he got up from the grave with all power in his hand. And for that, we are grateful, Father God. God, we are grateful, Father God, that you saw fit to give your only begotten son, Father God. And with grateful hearts, Lord, on this morning, we say thank you. But God, we thank you for how you woke us up bright and early this morning, Father God. That we were in our right minds, Father God. And God, that we made a conscious decision to come into the house of God early this morning just to say thank you, Lamb of God. Oh God, some come with heavy hearts on this morning, Father God. God, some come with aching bodies on this morning, Father God. Oh God, but we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we may ask or think, God. God, you say that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on today, God. That your word is forever settled, Father God. God, we give you all the glory and all the praises on this day, Lamb of God. And then, God, we ask, Father God, that you remember those, Father God, that are in bereavement on this morning, Father God. God, help the families to realize, God, that you're a comforter, Father God. And that you're a God that sits high and look low, God, and that you'll never leave or forsake us, Father God. For that, God, alone we say thank you. Thank God, I ask, Father God, as you walk up and down the hospital, God, that you would move in a mighty way, Father God. God, somebody this morning wanted to lift their hands to give you praises, but they were unable to do so, Father God. Oh God, we give you glory on this morning, Father God. God, we give you praises on this morning, Father God. God, I thank you for these people, Father God, that have gathered here in this place, Father God. I thank you, God, that all their answers will be answered, Father God. All their concerns and their needs will be met on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For your word said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor my seed begging bread on this morning, Father God. And then, God, I ask that you look upon the shepherd of this house, Father God. I ask that you bless him, Father God, like never before, God. I thank you that everything that he touches blessed, Father God. And everywhere the sole of his feet will tread, God, he will possess the land, Father God. God, we thank you for unmerited favor, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And then, God, as your people sit waiting for a word from the God, I ask that you move from pew to pew, from heart to heart, Father God. Where there's confusion, God, we speak peace, God, a peace that surpasses all understanding on this morning, God. God, where there's anger, God, we speak love, Father God. God, you said if we lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, God, that you will direct our path. And today we come asking you to direct our path, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that this service will be church unusual, Father God. That after all has been said and done, God, that we will leave here changed, Father God, from the inside out, Father God. Oh, God, we just give you glory on this morning, God. And we want to thank you, God, for how you blessed and how you kept us, Father God. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
church say amen.
Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Can I get y'all to help me? Hey, joy.
In the name of Jesus, we have the victory.
This is the day.
Hey,
this is.
And he rose on the third day for us. He didn't do it for himself, but he did it for the word of God, which anointed us to be rulers and managers on earth. Do you agree? So we're earth managers. So I like this right now to manage this atmosphere and to turn the atmosphere to what we want it to be. Do you agree? Now we can do that, but it's better when we all do it together. So I want you to look at the person next to you and say, honey, come on, grab the person's hand next to you. Put your hand on their hand, put your hand on their shoulder, and say, you must be blessed. Come on, say it. You must be blessed because God sat you next to me today. Say it one more time. You must be blessed because God sat you next to me today. And say, are you ready for your healing? Are you ready for your miracle? Are you ready for your season? Well, if you're ready for your season, I want everybody to do this on the count of three. We're going to just scream the name of Jesus like we just lost our mind. You ready? One, two, three. Everybody say Jesus.
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 What's his name?
Jesus.
Say, what's his name?
Jesus.
Come on, what's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Hey, come on, come on.
I do. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless your holy name, and we recognize that it is because of your blood that we have been freed from sin. And so, God, we thank you for Jesus, who suffered, bled, and died just for us. But not only did he die, he rose the third day morning, got up from the grave. Send us a word on this Resurrection Sunday that will help level us at the foot of the cross. Lift up our bowed down heads and recognize, O Heavenly Father, that you alone are God. Let the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Those of you who have your Bibles, if you would turn with me once again to the scripture that was read in your hearing, I will read the entire passage from Acts, the 10th chapter, verses 34 through 43 again, for those who were not present when the scripture was read eloquently in your hearing by Dr. Rhodes. Amen. So that we are all on the same page and receiving the same word. Amen. Acts 10 and 34, we find these words, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him.' The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he both did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all people, but to witnesses chosen by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets witnessed that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Amen." On this Resurrection Sunday morning, I would like to just interject in your spirit this sermon subject, these four words: practice what you preach. Practice what you preach. It's not just good to say something and tell folk to follow what you say, and your actions don't line up with your words. It is good for us to say what we say, mean what we say, and do what we say we mean. Jesus is a sterling example of an individual who not only preached with power, with conviction, with might, with strength, but he walked that walk, the same walk that he taught. It is amazing, my brothers and sisters, when individuals can look up to you and recognize that not only were you a Christian or a good person in word, but you were a good person in deed. Here we find God sent Peter, one of the disciples, who was fixing to be an apostle of Jesus Christ our Lord. That same Peter, on him the entire church, meaning small Catholic, was launched there after the ministry of Jesus Christ. He said, "Upon this rock," meaning Peter, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against you, Peter, nor the church that I establish." But Peter had a problem, and the disciples had a problem. Just like the Jews had a problem, they showed partiality. They had favorites. They split the difference. Y'all heard me say Aunt Liz is my favorite aunt. Now, if I lined up Aunt Rose and Aunt Thelma and everybody else, I would have to say they are my favorite aunts too. Amen. Don't you sometimes say, well, so-and-so is my favorite son or my favorite daughter? But what does that mean about the other ones? Are they less desirable in your eyesight? The Jews and Peter had a problem because they put people on one side of the track and they left them there and assigned them to a life that was less honorable than others who then they esteemed in their society. God sent Peter down to the house of Cornelius. Cornelius was a heathen, technically. He was a Gentile. He was an individual that Jews should never have mixed with or mingled with. He was an individual that they would never consider even staying in their home. But God sent Peter down to Cornelius' house to teach him a lesson. Because Peter was going about throughout Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and all of these other places preaching Christ and preaching him crucified, but he was still treating people differently as he went along. Do you know anybody that you know that treats some people one way and treat other folk another way? If they have a college education, they treat them good. And if they only have a high school diploma, they look down their nose at them. Do you know anybody who treats somebody different because they're a blue-collar worker or a white-collar worker? Do you know anyone who treats someone different because they're white or they're black? Do you know someone who treats folk different because of their socioeconomic background or their status? I'm talking about folk who treat folk differently. Oh, my goodness. But God sent Peter down to Cornelius' house to teach him the first lesson, that God shows no partiality. We ought to get excited about that because God is no respecter of person. God believes in me just like he believes in you. Hallelujah. I dare you to touch somebody and say, I am valued by God. Oh, I wish I had somebody who could say that to themselves, because we have individuals who feel that they are devalued because they don't have the brightest skin, or they don't have the straightest hair, or they don't have the bluest eyes. But I've come to tell you this morning that all of us, red, yellow, black, or white, we are all precious in the sight of God. And so God sent Peter down to Cornelius' house to teach him that you could be a Jew, you could be a Gentile, you could eat pork, you could eat beef, you could eat whatever, shellfish, and that does not make you different in the sight of God. God showed Peter the reality of the truth, that he had to enlighten his thinking, change his thought pattern, believing that there was only one way or no way. And then God tells Peter that we have something that other folk don't have. We can be witnesses to the fact that God sent Jesus to Jerusalem and Judea to preach peace. Not only to Christians, but he preached peace to everybody, which then signifies that he is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the individual that can give us, if we embrace him, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We can become liberated through our connection with Jesus, recognizing that he can begin to calm all of our storms. He can begin to relieve all of our fears. He can begin to ease all of our anxieties. And then finally, when we practice what we preach, we've got to be anointed by God. Peter learned that Jesus couldn't do it without the anointing. God anointed him to preach through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus went about healing the sick. He went about raising the dead. He went about giving sight to the blind. He caused the lame to walk. He caused the dumb to talk.
He enabled those who had no hope to believe in something that was greater than themselves. And because of Jesus, we learn that they despised him because he was effective in his carriage of the gospel of God. And he embraced people as they were, where they were. They began to become angry with him because he hung out with the wrong kind of folk, with prostitutes and sinners. And he hung out with tax collectors and individuals that they call people of ill repute. And so Jesus did not split the difference. He recognized that God was available to anybody who believed in him. And so finally, they crucified him. They nailed him to a cross. And the Bible said on the third day, he got up from the grave. And not only did he get up, but he got up and he was revealed to those who believed. This morning, my brothers and sisters, it's important not only to believe, but to walk in the will of God so that God can use you. He can use you on your job. He can use you in your home. He can use you in your community. He can use you in this church. Wherever you are, you become the only Bible that some folk will ever read. Your actions begin to emulate to them and show them the love that comes from Almighty God. And when we practice what we preach, you don't have to look over your shoulder. You don't have to duck and hide. You don't have to wonder if somebody will ever uncover the wrong that you do, because you recognize that you're sanctified, you're justified, and God's name through your life is glorified. Amen. And so on this Easter Sunday morning, he got up so that we can go out and preach. Somebody would say, well, I'm not a preacher, but all of us have the capacity to preach. Amen. And you said, no, I don't have the capacity to preach. I remember when I was young, I would go stand in the refrigerator and open the refrigerator door and just look in there. And my mother would come and say, well, don't stand in my refrigerator. Close the refrigerator door because all the cold air is getting out. And then she would give me a long lecture as to how her meats were spoiling and how her food was going bad. She was preaching, letting me know the value of conserving energy. And when I open the door, know what you're going in there to get once you get there. We all can go out and preach to a dying world that the power of God, the grace of God, is still available to all of them. Everyone standing. Amen.
All of the glory belongs to
Is there one today who would like to join the church? We invite you to come.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Anyone who would like the word of prayer, we invite you to come.
All of the glory belongs to you. You deserve.
Belong.
belongs to you. We come now in the name of Jesus, our lily of the valley, our bright and morning star, recognizing, oh God, that all praise belongs to you. Thank you, God, for Jesus, causing him to die and rise again, letting his life be an example that we can follow, teaching us how to be virtuous, how to be kind, how to be good, how to love each other, how not to be partial, but to embrace all people, recognizing the potential that lies within each individual, from the least to the greatest. We bless your holy name, oh God, because we are all ordained with a purpose. We come speaking to the purpose that lies on the inside of each individual around this altar. We are all beautiful. We are all worthy. We are all created uniquely special in your sight. So God, we come in Jesus' name, asking, oh God, that you just prop us up, strengthen us, oh God. Somebody almost lost their way. Somebody fell by the wayside. Somebody felt useless and worthless. So we come today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to show us that we are worthy. Because you are worthy. Give us the strength today, God. The strength to believe and trust. That if nobody else will hear what we preach, let us stand in the mirror and preach to ourselves, reminding ourselves that you died for us, that you first loved us, and we ought to love ourselves. Let us preach to ourselves, oh God, recognizing that there's power on the inside of us, that we can change the atmosphere just through our attitude. We can believe and you can cause the blind to see. We can believe and you can cause Brother Murray every organ to line up with your word. We can believe and you can touch Sister Brian Lebby and the whole Lebby family in one instant and cause things to be well. We can pray and you can begin to mend the heart of Brother Haynes, Sister Andrea. We can pray, oh God, and you can cause those of us who refuse to open our mouths to begin to say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, recognizing that the praise belongs to you. Touch us, oh God, afresh and anew. Fall fresh on us, oh God, so that we can feel your power and your spirit. And so when we leave here today, we're better. We're stronger. We're empowered. We're encouraged. We're delivered and we're set free. Recognizing because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all of our sins are gone. And so, God, we say thank you. We praise you and we bless you. We even bless the food right now that we will receive at the conclusion of this service. Recognizing, oh God, it'll be good for our body so that we might go out and love everybody. In the name of Jesus, amen. Give somebody a hug around this altar because they deserve that. Give them a hug. They deserve that. They deserve that. You deserve it. You deserve it. clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. You can do it better than that. Clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. I dare you to touch somebody and say, you are special. I dare you to touch somebody and speak life unto them. Say, you are special. You're extra special. You're super special. All of God's glory belongs to you. Yeah. You deserve everything the Lord has coming your way. I wish somebody would hear me this morning. You deserve everything that God has coming your way because you belong to God. Hallelujah. We rebuke every depressed spirit. We rebuke every anxious thought, recognizing that God made us and He knows who we are.